actually didn't like the beginning of this mass tonight. It irritated me that Helena was so excited that Argentina lost. But I can't let those small little things bother and upset me, because if I do, I'll lose the grace of this great community that is here tonight to receive the Holy Word of God and to let, in some tiny little way, that word to take root in our hearts and in our lives. That's all we're here for, my brothers and sisters. We're here every Sunday, you and I, to just allow that word, that tiny little word, something. We're all so busy. We're all so anxious. We're so filled with all kinds of concerns and things in our life. And we need desperately to just hear that one word. I'll bet you if I called any one of you during the week and said, do you remember what the gospel was about Sunday? Half the time I don't remember, and I've been stewing about it all week long. It's the anxieties and the stuff of our lives that take us away from that precious gift that our Lord so desperately wants to give to each one of us. You are people who respond to that. You're among the thousands of people that are out there, but you come here on Sunday. And so I just hope that somehow, some way, that word, that one word, will be enough to make some difference in your life in the week that's ahead. So if I call you this week, remember, it's about the seed and the good soil and the ability to just take some little nourishment for the week that's ahead. I just got back from Africa. Most of our group came back just this afternoon. But I see Gretchen and Bruce, who came back with me a little early because they did the safari before we visited that great parish of Dondura. And once again, it's sort of an image of the journey of our lives. When I got there, I left on a Saturday afternoon, late Saturday afternoon. And I was promised by one of the great airlines of America that my bag would be transferred to British Air when I got to London, to New York, and that it would then go to London and then finally to Nairobi. Well, of course, guess what? Didn't happen. So for 5 days, from Saturday night until Thursday, I wore the same clothes that I came to Nairobi with in those great days. And I didn't smell very good at the end of that period. It reminded me of that great statement of Pope Francis, who, by the way, is an Argentinian, who says, I prefer a church that is bruised, hurting, and dirty because it has been out in the streets rather than a church that is unhealthy from being confined and clinging to its own security. Be shepherds that smell like your sheep in the midst of your people, like Jesus, the good shepherd. Well, I smelt really just like the sheep in Nairobi, Kenya for those days. And then on Sunday, I was visiting some good friends of mine. Philip and his wife are wonderful, great friends. They're the head of the parish council in that parish, and they've come and visited here with Father Andrew. He's the big, tall fellow. He sang in our choir a couple of Sundays. He's just a great man. And he insisted I visit his new little apartment. Well, I was exhausted, and I didn't want to go, but then one of the people said, well, why don't we just go for a few minutes? So I got in the car, and off I went. I'm coming down the stairs after this meal that they served us and all the stuff that went on, and I saw the steps, but they don't have the kind of standards of steps that we have here in the United States, I guess, and they're short. And there was water, and I slipped and I fell right on my rear end, and I cut my arm. So I had to go to Nairobi Hospital. And I want to tell you, I promised after 11 times in Nairobi, I would never, ever go into a Nairobi hospital. But there I was. And I met a wonderful young doctor there who was wonderful. He took great care of me, and Bruce stayed with me for 3 hours. We were there. It was a great teaching. And I just thought to myself, you know, the bumps in our road of life. You know, we don't get clothes for 4 days, or we get something and we have to end up in the hospital with some stitches. It's so small in relationship to the incredible goodness of those people. And I could have been so worked up about one or other of those things and missed the grace, the word, the gift of those people in that community. I gotta tell you folks, they absolutely have nothing. They have absolutely nothing. Their homes are dirt floors. Their lives are at best a few dollars a week. Their families are everything to them. This community of Dondura, Holy Cross Parish, has maybe 35,000 people coming on Sunday and to their liturgies in the two parishes that they have. And the people with absolutely nothing except their hospitality and love. And they give it with this incredible grace. I can't begin to describe for you how Father Andrew, he had us in for lunch every day. I mean, 22 people in his home every day. We had this extraordinary opportunity to be with people who were strangers to these people that I know them now because I've been there a long time. But many of those folks that came were strangers, and they're welcomed with such love. They have nothing and they have everything. I think in lots of ways, folks, we have everything and we have nothing. So I just think that, you know, when those things that come at us each and every day in our lives, that take our attention away from the things that really, really matter in life, how we treat people, how when there is a failure in life, we don't gloat over that, how when people are struggling and find life difficult, that we take some just a little care and maybe go ask them the next day how things are instead of just forgetting about it and moving on with our lives. See, that's the ground. That's the good ground that each one of us needs, I think, if we're going to have any kind of joy and peace and happiness in our lives. Go to Nairobi. Go visit those people in Dondura. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, they take our heart because they have such a heart. They have nothing. And we've given them a lot of things. But what they give us is way beyond anything we could ever do. So here's the story. And I'll leave you with that. On a cold evening in New York City last winter, a commuter, after a very long day of work, got off the train and was ready to go home and get to his apartment and just have a nice hot cup of something to kind of get that cold out of his system and to enjoy a little bit of the evening. As he rounded the corner of the street, he heard a young girl standing near a street corner saying, "Get your hot chocolate here." So it kind of took his thought for a moment. He went over to the little girl, and she had a stand, and her mother was by her side, and there was a thermos full of hot chocolate, and there was some whipped cream in a can, you know, the kind of stuff you spray on, and marshmallows. And she said, "What can I give you, sir?" So he took his order, and as he finished giving the order, he took out his wallet. And he was about to pay her. And he said to the young girl, "How much do I owe you?" And she said, "Sir, it's free. You don't owe me anything." And so the commuter was a little confused for a moment. He looked at the girl's mother and he said, are you giving this away? And she said, yes, it's free. My daughter has received so many gifts this holiday season. We wanted her desperately to learn how to give back just some small little gift back to other people. So we thought this might be a good way for her. Cheers. So my sisters and brothers, I just hope this week as you wander through the days of your life and the schedules and all the things that come at us, I just would hope that somehow you would look for that little seed that probably is with us every day. Someone will come up and either give us something or say something, or we'll see, notice something. But if we're not attentive, if the soil isn't good, if we're too rushed, if our lives are too full, we don't see it. We won't pause long enough to embrace it. Now, I know I'm lucky because I'm a pastor of community, and that's what I do all day long. I get a chance to talk to people and meet people and share with people and try to comfort people, and they comfort me. But all of us, we're all given those opportunities. So I would just hold up to you tonight that simple little story. I'd hold up to you our great friends in Nairobi, Kenya, who are so grateful. They're speechless in their gratitude to each one of us here at St. Monica's for the fresh water that they can drink every day because we built a well, for the school that they have now for 700 kids because we helped to build that building, for a dispensary that takes care of all of the diseases, major diseases in that area. There are no physicians there. They won't practice there. So this dispensary takes care right on the campus of all of the needs of those people, all of those homes who meet every week in small faith communities, all of that. They feel so grateful to us. And my sisters and brothers, I hold them up to you tonight because I think they are the ones who are gifting us. So thank you. It's so good to be back in this wonderful community of St. Monica's. I love you all so much, even though I don't know you all in every part of your life. But I do believe that we are a wonderful community that is generous and gracious and blessed. So let's till that soil and let's have a great week together.